your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. Latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Eight men, including two from Kent, have appeared in court charged over the Hatton Garden jewellery raid in central London. 76-year-old Brian Reader and his 50-year-old son from Dartford Road in Dartford and six others are accused of conspiracy to burgle the safety deposit vault over the Easter weekend. Sky's Martin Brunt was in court this morning.
Over £10 million, according to the prosecutor, and large quantities of jewellery has been recovered. They were taken down from the dock there to be remanded in custody.
Meantime, police have made a 10th arrest over the heist as 42-year-old was picked up in Essex this morning.
This is KMFM News.
Police have been given more time to question a 29-year-old man arrested on suspicion of murder following a stabbing in Tunbridge. Officers were called to Hectoridge Road in the town on Tuesday night. A 54-year-old man who's believed to be the suspect's father died at the scene, whilst a 34-year-old is in a London hospital. Eight people, including current and former soap stars, are sharing more than £1 million in compensation from the owner of the Daily and Sunday Mirror. The High Court's ordered Mirror Group to make the payouts for phone hacking. The ex-footballer's getting £188,000, while actress Sadie Frost's getting £260,000.
It's very upsetting that people went to those kind of lengths to do that to other people, because I believe in human kindness and people shouldn't be treated unfairly. But I'm just glad it's behind me and I'm going to go home and spend some time with my children.
There's been a huge rise in the gap between the number of people leaving and entering the UK. Net migration jumped to 318,000 last year. The government target is in its tens of thousands.
KMFM News.
Some of the little ships that rescued thousands of soldiers from the beaches of northern France during the Second World War have left Kent today. Nicola's got our report for the update.
Hundreds of people gathered at Ramsgate Harbour this morning to see the vessels recreate the journey they made exactly 75 years ago.
My brother actually was at Dunkirk and he was one of the ones that was saved, so you come here to honour their memories, don't you?
My father was a military doctor in 1940 and who actually tended to some of the people who were brought safely home.
In May 1940, around 300,000 Allied troops were stranded at Dunkirk after being cut off by the advancing German army. Fishing boats, pleasure craft and lifeboats, which became known as the Little Ships, were used in a daring operation to get the soldiers to safety. It was planned by General Ramsay's father from the tunnels under Dover Castle.
To lose, say, 300,000 people would have done immense harm, A, to our armed forces, and B, to the morale of our country. And so I think it could have been very, very damaging.
95-year-old Bob Halliday was one of those stranded at Dunkirk.
It wasn't panic by any means. I think we just come to accept that if we didn't get off, we're going to be prisoners.
He was rescued along with Michael Weller Bentall.
It was so wonderful, really, that I can't even explain it. I always used to, in later days, to say it was like a great escape. I never thought I'd make it.
Events to mark the anniversary will continue over the next few days with services and a parade in Dunkirk before the little ships are due to return to Ramsgate on Monday.
And classic Thomas the Tank Engine toys are set to make a comeback thanks to a Kent-based model maker. Hornby in Margate's revealed they'll be relaunching the range in December to mark the character's 70th anniversary. Research shows sales of Thomas toys have increased by 18% over the past year. Tim Proctor-Blaines from Hornby.
Primary appeal is sort of children, probably up to the age of five. But we see this as a real cross-generational thing. So we see this as dads with their kids, granddads with their kids. It's the kind of thing that can sort of really span the generation.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's the final day of Kent's Championship game against Gloucestershire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the home side finished their second innings earlier on 282. Kent are back in bat at Bristol and are currently on 78 for 2, meaning they need another 163 runs to win. Meantime, England have got off to a dreadful start in their first test against New Zealand at Lord's. New opening batsman Adam Lyth was out for 7, while Gary Balance, Alistair Cook and Ian Bell have also fallen. A short while ago, England were 94 for 4. Earlier, captain Alistair Cook says he's been impressed with the players' attitude, despite recent events off-field.
The way the guys train, they've been brilliant, actually. They've been absolutely fantastic. Bit of dodgy weather, as you'd expect in May, indoors and outdoors, but the way the lads train, they're just desperate to get on that park and play some cricket.
And in football, Raheem Sterling's continuing Liverpool career appears to be in further doubt. His agent has told a newspaper he's definitely not signing a new contract with the club. The winger still has 2 years left on his current deal, but Liverpool may consider selling him.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.